The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So there are three points that I want to discuss with you that keep in mind that will inshallah encourage us to do good. When it comes to the concept of ma'roof, the first thing we have to realize is that the desire and the ability to do ma'roof, to do good, is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a gift, yeah? And when that gift comes to our door, it should always be acted on immediately, right? Immediately. And we shouldn't allow this process to go. Our sixth imam, you know, he talks a lot about ma'roof. So the imam alayhi salam says, al-ma'roof ka ismihi. Yeah? He says, ma'roof is just as the name suggests. It's ma'roof. Yeah? Goodness is just the way the name suggests. It is something good, right? So like the act itself is good. It is known, it is recognized. وَلَيْسَ شَيْءٌ أَفْضَلَ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ إِلَّا ثَوَابُهُ. Yeah? And there is nothing better or greater than doing good except for the reward that comes from doing good. Yeah? Subhanallah. There's nothing better than doing good for others. Nothing better in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the only thing greater than doing good is the reward that Allah will give for doing good. Right? So that's not even in our hands. But in our hands is to try to do as much good as possible. And then the Imam says, "Wal ma'roof hadiyatum min Allahi ila abdi." That ma'roof is a hadiyah, it's a gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to His servants. It's an opportunity that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Imam says three things about ma'roof. He says, وَلَيْسَ كُلُّ مَنْ يُحِبُّ أَنْ يَصْنَعَ الْمَعْرُوفِ إِلَى النَّاسِ يَصْنَعَهُ. He says that not everyone who wants to do good towards others does good. Yeah? Listen, okay, it's really nice. He says that it's a gift that comes from God, right? But he says not everyone who desires to do good does good, right? Now, what does that mean? Why? Many reasons. It could be because I have a change of heart, right? So I'll say, you know what, I'm going to, and then maybe something changed my heart, right? Whatever it is, changed my heart. Or it could be that shaitan distracted me, right? Because this happens often, right? Shaitan will say, just do it later. And then boom, that chance is gone, right? So every person who God inspires to do good doesn't necessarily do good, right? Sometimes things will happen that they don't do it. So these are their own actions that are not doing it. Sometimes we just get busy. We'll be like, you know, I'll get to it later, right? And then we never get that opportunity to get to it. So the first thing the Imam says, لَيْسَ كُلُّ مَنْ يُحِبُّ أَنْ يَسْنَعَ الْمَعْرُوفِ إِلَى النَّاسِ يَسْنَعُهُ. He says, no, that not everyone who is inspired to do good does good. وَلَا كُلُّ مَنْ رَغِبَ فِيهِ يَقْدِرُ عَلَيْهِ. And also, not everyone who desires to do good is capable of doing good. So the first one, the people didn't do good themselves. Yeah. The second one, someone may be inspired to do good, but they're just not capable of doing it. I just don't have the resources, right? I don't have the energy, I don't have the strength, I don't have the health, I don't have the opportunity, but man, I want to do good, but I just don't have it, right? And the third group, وَلَا كُلُّ مَنْ يَقْدِرُ عَلَيْهِ يُعْذَنُ لَهُ فِي. It says, and not everyone who can do good is granted permission to do good, right? Sometimes I may not be in an area where I have the opportunity to help people, right? Maybe economic restrictions are there that prevent me from doing good, that I'm not permitted to do good. Maybe there are other obligations that I have that prevent me from doing good. Maybe I'm restricted by a tyrant. Maybe my family restricts it and says, no, why do good, right? And so the 3 points here are really important, right? That ma'ruf will come there. But not everyone who likes to do good does good, number one. Number two, not everyone who desires to do it is capable of doing it. And number three, not everyone who can do it is granted permission to do it. You follow? But then the Imam says, فَإِذَا مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْعَبْدِ. But if God wants to bless His servants, جَمَعَ لَهُ الرَّغْبَ فِي الْمَعْرُوفِ وَالْقُدْرَ وَالْإِذْنِ. Subhanallah. But if God wants to bless His servant, He gathers within that person the desire and the ability and the permission to do good. God lays the groundwork for us. Yeah, that you get this desire and boom, you have the access, you have the money, you have nothing preventing you. God has given it to you. This is a hadiya from God. This is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He says, one who gives that, فَهُنَالِكَ تَمَّتِ السَّعَادَ. And this is where one gets the perfect pleasure of that particular act. Yeah. وَالْكَرَامَ لِلطَّالِبِ وَالْمَطْلُوبِ إِلَيْهِ. And this is where you see honor for both the seeker of it, seeker to do good, and the doer of good. Yeah, because they are blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all three of these opportunities. What we understand, right, from this tradition, and it's really important, right, is that when the opportunity and the ability present itself, we should never pass it up. Right? If Allah actually Azza wa Jal gives us the desire and the ability and with no restriction to do it and we don't do it, what a shame at that particular moment, right? No one to blame but ourselves. You are given an idea. Why are you stopping? Allah wants us to do ma'ruf. Why are you holding back, right? Because the fact is not everyone can do it. Right? Not everyone has the opportunity to do it. But if you are given the opportunity to do it and you don't, what a shame, right? Because you wasted the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so number one, when you have this desire, don't pass it up, man. Accept it. Accept it. Whatever the desire is, right? Because the opportunity may not present itself again, right? This may be our last opportunity to do that action. Imagine. If you have the chance to do something and you don't, and then we die, for example. Ah, I missed out on something. Great, right? Or that opportunity closes and you don't have a time. We always cry over lost business opportunities, right? This is engaging in business with God. What could be better? Right? The rewards are unending when we engage in business with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the first thing. It's a gift from God. Don't look at it as a burden. Take it and do as much good with it as you can. The second point about ma'ruf is that when we do ma'ruf, don't consider any act that we do of ma'ruf as small. Right? That don't consider any act of ma'ruf as small because Allah considers that act as big. Okay? You understand? Smallest act, we think it's insignificant. But if it's bettering the life of others, God looks at that as a huge act, right? Anything. You see a rock in the parking lot, you just throw it on the side because you don't want a car to get a flat tire. God saw that as a beautiful action, right? Because you bettered the life. We think of it as small. But the Imams teach us, don't look at it as a small act, right? At the same time, obviously, we shouldn't be showing off about it, nor should we be proud about it. Rather, there should be, you know, like there's nothing wrong with feeling good to do something good. Don't beat yourself up for feeling good. Oh man, alhamdulillah, I got to do something. Because that feeling of alhamdulillah should always be connected to Allah, right? And so when I say Alhamdulillah and I feel good for doing something good, is because I recognize that this ability and opportunity was presented by Allah Himself. And so my appreciation is really to God. You know what I mean? وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ أَحْسَنْ فَحَدِّثْ. Yeah, as far as the bounties of your Lord, proclaim them. Be happy that you got a chance to do something good. But it's important to understand, right, that the more we don't look at an act and say, ah, insignificant or whatever, God will open up more doors for us because we appreciate a gift.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Hali Hakimun Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.